1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, heard in Amelia Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Davis. I'm standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today. Certainly hope and pray that you're having a wonderful day thus far. We thank God for the opportunity just to be able to come in your midst to discuss the Word of God on today. We're going to be talking about false teachers, and how to identify false teachers. We thank God again for this opportunity. Let me say again, my Bible tells me from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same that the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. And truly, if there ever been a time that we should be praising God, now is the time. So we thank God for this opportunity once again. Let me remind you that their telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions or comments. False teachers, who are they? What are they? Are they still active in the church or in the world on today? Truly, we thank God for this opportunity once again. We want to say that we're going to talk a little bit from Matthew chapter 24 and verses 23 through 27. And it says, "Then, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." So again, we must understand that we have been warned by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the scriptures that we, in these last days, were going to face false prophets, false teachers, false Christs, who shall come in sheep's clothing with the idea of deceiving the very elect, if possible. Now, let me encourage you on today. Study the Word of God, because the Scripture commands us to study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There is a right way to divide the Scripture, and there is a wrong way. So we must understand how to rightly divide the word. We must take God's word at face value. We must know and understand that the book of Titus, chapter 1, tells us that God cannot lie. So then if he cannot lie, then we must understand that every word of God is the truth from cover to cover. If you are a believer, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then you must understand, you must receive the word of God as being the truth. the infallible, inerrant. There are no mistakes. There are no faults. There are no shortcomings in the Word of God. We must come to understand that the Word of God is true. The whole book, the entire book, all 66 books of the Bible are true, and they are good and right in leading us in the way to live a holy and a righteous life while we are here on this earth. So truly, again, we thank God for the opportunity to come to you in this way on today. Let me remind you again, this broadcast is based on the truth revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He also went further to say to the Father that thy word is truth. And he went on a little bit further to say in the high priestly prayer, which is really the Lord's prayer in St. John chapter 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now, if the Son of God said God's word is the truth, then how about us on today? If we are followers of Jesus Christ, disciples and learners, we must know and understand that the word of God is truth. And that's what we need when we look at this false administration with all the things that are going forth, the teachings that are going forth in our schools on today, based on lies. We must know the truth. And the only way that we're going to know the truth is if we are rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Let me go on to say that as we face the issues, we do so based upon the Word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the Scripture as revealed to us. This is the Word of God, and it is the truth. It is God-breathed, it is God-inspired, and not only that, it is absolute, because God is a God of absolutes. And when you go to the absolute values, there is no higher authority. And I thank and praise God at his throne. He sits high and he looks low. Yet the Bible says he has respect, or he looks upon mankind, because at the crowning point of God's creation, God loves you. And I want to encourage you on today. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, get him. We're living in the last days, and the Lord is soon to come. So when it comes down to what we believe in the Word of God, we must believe that it's right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help. It needs no explanation. All it needs is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. Let me remind you that this portion of this service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care or maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. They have generators, they have weed eaters, they have lawnmowers, any type of equipment that it takes to get the job done right. Consult Tools for a Time on today. They are located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Just look for the flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high at the top of the flagpole. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you in all your needs. Tools for a Time. They also have a website, toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Give them a call on today. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Brother Jeffrey. Again, we thank God for the opportunity to come before you. I'm not so happy on today because we had some technical difficulties with the Skype, so we have to do it by telephone on today. So if it seems a little bit out of place or we're having some technical difficulties, and we're going to do the best we can, we're going to carry on in Jesus' name. We're certainly going to try to do a good job for Dr. Youngblood on today. He will return, amen, at a later date, but he's taking off a little bit of time. He certainly needs some rest and relaxation, but we thank God because he has given me the opportunity to come before you on today to talk about, amen, the Word of God. The Bible says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garment. We need to get together as the people of God. When I look at all the other people groups all throughout the world, I see and I know and I understand that they have a better way of getting together and agreeing with one another in many ways than most Christians. Sometimes we waste time arguing over petty things in the church, and such as doctrine. When we look at basic doctrine or connected with the church, we have different beliefs, we have different teachings, so forth and so on. But God didn't tell us to sit there and argue and fuss and fight about petty things. We have to understand that people are dying each and every day. People are going to a devil's hell. And the only way that they're going to hear about God and his word has got to come through us, the disciples of Jesus Christ. And how shall we preach if we're not sent? So we have to know and understand that we have to be prepared when it comes down to giving the word of God, because God is not going to send you to do a job if you're not prepared. I'm one that believes that each and every time he tells you to do something, he's going to equip you with exactly what you need. So for that reason, it's your job and your duty to study, to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So we're going to talk about false teachers. Once again, that number is 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studio, right to our microphones, so you can we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Give us a call on today. I have eight ways. Some information, amen, that I looked up as I was studying the other day on false teachers. And I have eight different ways that we can identify false teachers. Number one, false teachers will take advantage on the spiritually immature. Listen, this is the reason why the scripture commands us to study. Because if we are immature, then we are like children, in other words. We are not ready, we are not prepared, we are not equipped to be able to do anything for the Lord. Neither can we do anything for ourselves, because we simply are not in the know about certain things. Well, that's not something that God is pleased with. But he sent the Apostle Paul to preach and teach to the people at Corinth. If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 through 4, and Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, Paul repeatedly expresses concern for the minds of believers who may be led astray by belief in a different Jesus and a different spirit and a different gospel. Yes, we believers on today, as believers in Christ Jesus, we ought to be unified in the faith. But sometimes certain teachings come along, and I have you to know that on today, since the pandemic has happened, that churches have closed all over the world. Some churches have never reopened. And because of that, people are switching over to televangelists and other people like that, that they don't even know the background, don't know the person, don't know what kind of life they're living, and they're beginning to believe in another gospel. Let me have you to know and understand on today that your blessings hinge on your obedience to the word of God. And your blessings come in the form of your needs. It may not always be money. It may not always be material things. But if you have life, health, and strength, if you woke up out of your bed this morning, you have been blessed. You have received another blessing from the Lord. So, for that reason, when we look at the word of God and the blessings that he has promised for us that we could have as believers in Christ Jesus, then we need to know and understand that God means exactly what he says. If we do it the way that God's word says for us to do it, if we obey God and keep his commandments, there are great blessings that will come our way, but we must come to study the word of God and know and understand how to approach that holy God that we love and serve, and how we should live according to his word. If you want to be blessed, I used to hear a song sung in the church. If you want to be blessed, pay your tithes and your offerings. Well, that's so true in so many words of speaking. But when it comes down to the tithes, Malachi chapter 3 commands us to bring the tithes. We can never pay God for all the things that he has done for us. So what we can do in return is to bless him, worship him, and praise him. For the Bible tells us, yes, as believers, we can also bless the Lord. When we look at Psalm 34, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Yes, we can. We can bless him on today, but we must know and understand that we must know how to read, study, obey, and share the word of God with people that we are living with that don't know the word, that don't know the Father, that don't know the Son, that don't believe in life everlasting. We must let them know that God has promised to every man. When we look at John chapter 3, verse 16, it said that the Father sent the Son here, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just cutting it short, amen? But I do want you to know, many of us have read that in the churches. Many of us have studied that in the Bible. And that's one of the greatest verses in all of the Bible on today. Each time we read that, we get a little bit more encouragement to know and understand that Christ Jesus came to die on the cross in our place for our sins. So for that reason, if we trust and obey what he says in his holy word, then we can have that gift of eternal life. We can't work for it. Salvation is not something that we can work for. It's something that we receive by faith. For the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So we must know and understand how to break down the word of God, how to study it, how to understand it, and how to apply it to our lives so that we can be productive citizens in the kingdom of God. When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4, Brother Paul said, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Listen, I understand that a lot of people say, I don't understand the King James Version. I know that's old English. Some of us don't. We have problems sometimes trying to understand exactly what we're reading. So for that reason, I still say unto you, find a way to study the word of God. Find a way to get the nuggets out of the scripture that you need in order to live a productive life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything is not going to come as peaches and cream, but we must know and understand still yet, if we trust and obey, God promised that he would bless us. But Brother Paul is speaking to the church here. He said, just like the serpent beguiled Eve, he tricked her. He caused her to question God and his word. Now, today, we're still facing some of the same problems in the church because there are many that question the word of God. When they read it, sometimes they don't understand it, and sometimes when things happen in their lives, they look at what's going on in their lives, and they say, God, why me? Well, we must know and understand sometimes God is trying to get our attention. And sometimes he has to allow certain things to happen in order to get our attention. Because so many times we get caught up on material things, and we start trusting in the arm of flesh. We start trusting in ways that we can prosper and advance in this life, not realizing that this life is going to vanish away one day. And who are you going to call on then? You're going to need God. You're going to need Jesus. You're going to need the Holy Spirit in your lives. So the only way that you're going to come to know and understand all about this, you're going to have to know the word of God. When I say know, I mean know that you know that you know. Not no guessing, not no in between, not no 50-50, half on one side, half on the other. God wants all of you, or he won't have any of you. He wants to be Lord of all, or he won't be Lord at all. So you must know and understand it's very important for you to be able to get a grip on this word, because just like Eve didn't fully understand what it was that God had commanded for her and Adam to do as the first created of all mankind, she listened to the voice of the serpent. Listen, there are many voices out there in the world on today, but what voice are you listening to? If you're listening to the ones who you're not sure of whether they have it all together with God or not, Listen, you're standing on dangerous ground. You must read this word. You must study this word. You must know this word so that you can tune your senses in to the voice of God. Only the good spirit. Let us know and understand there are many spirits out in the world. But the Bible tells us that the spirit of Antichrist is already out there too. So, for that reason, through the word of God, through studying, and let me throw this in, through fasting and praying, we are in a period right now at my church of fasting and praying. We do this every year. We do 21 days of fasting and praying, the first 21 days out of the year when the new year comes in, and we consecrate and we fast and pray. In other words, we turn our plates down. We separate ourselves from things in the world. A lot of times we turn the TV set off. You know, some of us watch a little bit too much TV. And sometimes we have a lot of people that are considered negative company. Those who dwell on the negative have no place in your lives. So for that reason, you must watch who it is that you are hanging out with. Because many a times people will plant the wrong seed of doubt down in your spirit. And then the next thing you know, things will be going so bad in your life until you try to wonder and understand what's going on. How did I get here? How did it get to be like this? It's because you're hanging around with the wrong people. So we must trust and obey. When we read the word of God, when we study, when we pray, when we fast, when we get this word down, get a grip on this word, we must learn how to trust and obey the word. When God speaks to us, move out. Just obey the word of God. Dr. Stanley, before he went on to be with the Lord last year, I used to hear him say on many occasions, he said, obey God and leave the consequences unto him. Let me help you to understand that God will never let you down. Listen, there's only one place in the scripture that I know of where God gives us the permission to try him. When you look at Malachi chapter 3, and I believe that's around verse number 10, he said, prove me now. That means put me to the test. If I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that it would not be room enough to receive it. Now, I don't know how many windows are up in heaven on today, but the scripture said he will open up the windows, that's plural, of heaven and pour you out a blessing. One blessing is going to come out of all of those windows. So that lets me know that must be a mighty big blessing. So if he's going to pour out a blessing, by the time it reaches us, we won't have room enough to receive the one blessing. But guess what? That comes from putting him to the test. That comes from knowing and understanding what the word of God says. That comes from obeying, trusting and obeying in the living God. So this is the reason why I want to encourage you on today. 904-831-0917, that call gets you to the studios, right to our microphones where we can entertain your questions or comments. Please know and understand it's very important for you to know what the word of God says. Verse number 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, this is what the apostle Paul said. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, and listen, that's what they're doing on today. They're telling you that Christ is not real. He was not the Son of God. He was not virgin born. And if we look at, I believe it's the Messianic Jews on today, some of those say that Christ never came. I feel very badly about that because I always thought that the Jews, the Israelites, those who are God's chosen people, would be 100% together with believing in God and believing in Christ as Messiah. Now, maybe there are certain other things, and I don't understand everything about the Messianic Jews, but I have read and studied a few things about them, and I do know they have certain hang-ups when it comes down to Scripture and to God and to his word. But we should not be like them. We must know and understand that the Scripture lets us know that we were without God at one point in time, strangers from the covenants of promise, and we didn't have a God on our side. We were grafted into the good tree. In other words, God gave us a chance to be partakers and receive the same blessings as his covenant people. So as the New Testament church on today, We have a great advantage. We have great blessings that come our way simply because God looked down upon us and he had mercy, because his people became stiff-necked and hard-hearted and they turned away their ears from the truth. God allowed us, the Gentiles, to be grafted into the covenants of promise. So for that reason, I lift my hand to heaven and I say, thank you, Lord, because I realized that he didn't have to do that, but he did. But they are preaching another Jesus Christ that's not really Jesus, because if he wasn't virgin born, if he wasn't conceived by the Holy Ghost, if he wasn't the Son of God, and as some of the cults and world religions teach, that he was the son of Mary, and I believe it was Zacharias that one of the cults teach, we have to know and understand that that's false teaching. If you are believing that, you are living in error. And right now, if you believe those type of things, your salvation is in jeopardy. So why would you jeopardize your salvation? Why would you sell yourself short? And you know that the word of God says that he will bless you if you trust and obey. So now, the Apostle Paul was pointing at the fact that another Jesus Christ was being preached, and this is what he went on to say, for if he that cometh, talking about the false teachers, preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, as I said earlier, there are many spirits in the world, but there's only one Holy Spirit. Amen? So, he said, if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. In other words, Paul is beginning to defend his position as one of the chief apostles of God, because they wanted to say that he was coming along and he was preaching heresy. Well, he is beginning to refute that, because he had a few things to say to them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I won't read the whole thing for the sake of time, because we'll be out of time before we're out of word. But we have to understand that Paul was beginning to refute that with the truth that was coming from and through the word of God, to let them know that this gospel that I'm preaching to you right now is the truth. So you have to come to know and understand the truth when you hear it, receive it, trust it, obey it, believe it. This is the job of every child of God on today. Amen? So, I do want to encourage you even the more. Study. Study this word, because we're living in times where right now this kind of teaching is still going on today. So, let us be reminded once again that phone number is 904. 831-0917. That call gets through the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. So now we're going to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And he said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Again, Paul is confronting the believers. Now he's talking to the Galatians, those in Galatia, about another gospel, about the false teachers that are coming in, and they're preaching things contrary to the word of God. This is what he's warning them about on today. So listen, we're not exempt from that. The same thing is happening in our world on today. So I just want to remind you, again, study this word. Come to know and understand this word for yourself. Because if you don't know the word of God, again, I say this many times, you don't really know God.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit